This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro has condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir of April 22nd, which killed 26 people. More details on this from our correspondent.
The issue of the menace of terrorism was raised by Prime Minister during the BRICS summit when the session on peace and security came up. He thanked the member countries for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack and for those who expressed solidarity for India. He termed it as a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. He further added that it was a blow not only to India but to the entire humanity. He urged for zero tolerance for terrorism and further added that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He also reaffirmed that India stands for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts and achieve global peace. He invited the BRICS leaders to India for the next summit to be held under its chairmanship next year. Sudhindra, Akashvani News from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim on the sidelines of the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Both leaders reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, including defense, counter-terrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. The two leaders also discussed India-ASEAN partnership. Mr. Modi also met President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermudez, on the sidelines of the summit. Both leaders exchanged views on various facets of India-Cuba relationship, including in the areas of economic cooperation, biotechnology, pharma, Ayurveda and traditional medicine, digital public infrastructure and UPI, disaster management and capacity building. Economic Relations Secretary Damu Ravi has said that the two-day BRICS summit assumes importance in the context of the fast-changing global developments. Briefing media in Rio de Janeiro, Mr. Ravi said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit assumes added importance as India will be taking over the chair of BRICS next year.
He reiterated that the global organizations of the 20th century lacked the capacity to deal with the challenges of the 21st century. And therefore, he underscored the importance of reforming the multilateral organization. He called for a multipolar and inclusive world order and stated that the global governance institution must undergo urgent reform to reflect the contemporary realities and times.
Rainfall today hit parts of Delhi NCR early this morning, leading to densely clouded skies. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning over parts of northwest India. In Nagaland, at least three people have died of electrocution as relentless rains continue to wreak havoc across the state. Two men lost their lives in Dimapur's Kuda village yesterday, while a woman in police colony died while attempting to disconnect a waterlogged inverter. Heavy downpours over the weekend have inundated several low-lying areas. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his administration will impose an additional 10% tariff on countries aligning themselves what he termed as anti-American policies of the BRICS. In a social media post, he said there will be no exceptions in this policy. Under strict security arrangements, another batch of 8,605 pilgrims, that is the sixth batch from Jammu, left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. Domestic benchmark indices opened marginally lower today amid mixed global cues. Sensex was trading over 75 points at over 83,357, while the Nifty declined over 18 points at around 25,443 this morning. India registered a historic 336-run victory over host England in the second test cricket of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham last night, levelling the series 1-1. The two teams will now clash in the third test starting from 10th of this month at Lord's. And that is the end of this news bulletin.